time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A bit of good news to start today's What's News and proof that primaries matter. In a huge upset, progressive political newcomer Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took out 10-term Democratic Congressman Joe Crowley in New York's 14th District. Crowley was the man expected to take over as party leader from Nancy Pelosi. Ocasio-Cortez explained on MSNBC what made the difference.
Our campaign was focused on just a laser-focused message of economic, social, and racial dignity for working-class Americans, especially those in Queens and the Bronx. We're very clear about our message, very clear about our priorities, and very clear about the fact that even if you've never voted before, we are talking to you. It really did take hard work. You know, I started this race 9-10 months ago. I was working in education and I was working in a restaurant, and I started this race out of a paper bag. You know, I had flyers and clipboards, and it really just was nonstop knocking doors and talking to the community.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did you run?
Well,
you know, I think the big thing is just that I knew that in our community, we needed a very clear voice. I think we deserved representation that rejected lobbyist funds and put our voters in our community first. And I felt like we could really deliver a message for the Bronx, for Queens, and for the working class people of the United States. I felt like our party could be better, our message could be better, and that we could be better as a country.
In Utah, Mitt Romney eased to victory in the GOP Senate primary, earning him a congratulatory tweet from Trump, who Mitt once described as a phony, a fraud. Over in Colorado, openly gay Representative Jared Polis won the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that the Trump administration has 30 days to reunite families separated by the Trump administration and its zero-tolerance policy.
A federal judge in California late Tuesday leveled the first major rebuke to the Trump administration in the midst of an ongoing furor over family separations at the border. And here's what it orders specifically. Requires federal officials to, number one, stop detaining parents apart from their minor children absent a determination of parent is unfit or the parent declines reunification. Number two, reunify all parents with their minor children who are under the age of five within 14 days. And number three, reunify all parents with their minor children age five and over within 30 days. That's very specific.
The Supreme Court Wednesday morning handed down its final decision of the term, and it strikes a major blow to public sector unions.
Or this opinion specifically pertaining to an Illinois law. So the court saying today that this Illinois law that required all public sector employees to pay in with this fair share fee into unions, they're saying that that law essentially violates the free speech of these employees who did not want to pay in. This was a case that resulted from a man, Mark Janis. He said, I don't want to pay in for these fair share payments because essentially unions use these fees that I pay in. I'm not a member, but they're using these fees for political speech, even though they say they're only using it for collective bargaining or wage disputes. I don't want to pay in. What's interesting to note here is that there are 22 states throughout the country that have similar laws that require public sector employees to pay into unions, even if they're not a union member. So this decision today, really a blow to these public sector unions. And this opinion has overturned a previous Supreme Court opinion, Abood, in 1977, that said that these fair share fees were in fact appropriate. So the Supreme Court here overturning previous precedent from the 1970s and also saying to public unions, you cannot continue if these employees don't consent. You can't continue collecting fees from these non-member employees to your union. And it could create real problems for these public unions, public sector unions who might not get these fees in the future. And of course, that could dilute their power here.
On Tuesday, the Supreme Court upheld Trump's travel ban.
The Supreme Court has reversed the Ninth Circuit. What that means is that this Supreme Court is upholding the president's travel ban. We're still reading through this very lengthy opinion, but we know that it was a 5-4 decision. It was written by Chief Justice John Roberts. It was also joined by the crucial swing vote in many of these cases, Justice Anthony Kennedy. But the bottom line here is that the Supreme Court has upheld the president's right to enact this travel ban. Remember, this was a travel ban in its third iteration now. It bans travel for certain classes of people from several different countries. And this was a hotly contested issue within the administration. Also, hotly contested issue at oral arguments just 2 months ago. So the Supreme Court saying today the president does have the authority under immigration laws in this country to enact this travel ban. This was something that restricted travel from several countries, not all of them Muslim majority. So in fact, the Supreme Court has sided with the administration. In this case, they have upheld the travel ban here under the terms of immigration law, saying it is well within the president's authority.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a donation. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.